Students across the nation participated in a national school walkout Wednesday. The protests were aimed at pressing lawmakers to take action against gun violence in the wake of the mass shooting at a school in Florida last month that killed 17 students and teachers. Our reporter Paul Boger checked in with the students at Earl Wooster High School in Reno.
Just after 10 in the morning, at least 200 students from Wooster High are gathered in the entryway of the U.S. Post Office on Vassar Street. The students are part of the massive school walkout movement that took place across the country. As part of their demonstration, the students marched half a mile from the school's front door to the post office to mail letters to Republican lawmaker Senator Dean Heller and 2nd District Congressman Mark Amaday, demanding action on gun control.
Most of the time I do feel safe, but whenever there is another shooting that happens, I mean, there was one at Sparks Middle School a few years ago, there's been one at Pine Middle School, which is where I went to middle school. Just whenever something like that happens, it always brings about the fear once again that it could happen anywhere, it could happen to anyone.
So like, you don't ever want to feel sometimes safe. You should feel safe all the time, but sometimes there is definitely, the fact that I have to, every time you go to school, you have to acknowledge the fact that you might not come home is not something that I think anyone should have to face, especially not children.
That was high school seniors Jeremy Mazzucatelli and Ann Snellgrove. But students weren't the only ones there. Some parents and even grandparents like Marilyn Morton joined in, offering support and voicing their concern.
How do you protect yourself? Are you supposed to get a backpack that's, you know, bulletproof? Are you supposed to carry a little shield over you when you go to first grade that's bulletproof? No, that's absurd.
Officially, the walkouts were never sanctioned by the Washoe County School District, which stressed that students who participated would be marked absent, tardy, or in some cases, truant. Administrators instead tried to offer official events to engage all students. But for Wooster principal Leah Kusher, seeing so many of her students take part in the demonstration is a source of pride.
They're great kids, they organize this, and we're just here to really support them to make sure that they're safe. But I'm very proud of my students, too.
This may not be the only planned demonstration against gun violence. A large-scale march is planned to take place across the country later this month, as well as another national school walkout in April, marking the 20th anniversary of Columbine. Reno Public Radio News, I'm Paul Boger, reporting from Wooster High School.
I'm Jacob Solis, reporting from the University of Nevada, Reno, where things were a bit more subdued. A 10 a.m. walkout meant to coincide with events at local high schools drew about 24 students. Just days away from spring break, many classes are in the middle of midterm exams, and the university sent out a reminder Tuesday that scheduled exams wouldn't be moved. Around noon, more demonstrators, many of them students, gathered at the university library for a 17-minute moment of silence. Sophomore Andrea Seabee was there.
I'm from Vegas, and I had friends and family down at that shooting, and it just hurts my heart to hear this stuff happen and to see it happen and to see other people lose their friends and family. And I can't not do something about it and try to help and spread the word and raise my voice along with others.
Along with wearing maroon awareness ribbons, 17 participants held framed photos of the victims from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. From the University of Nevada, Reno, I'm Jacob Solis with Reno Public Radio News.